I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and I would like to welcome to our studios for the first time, and I'm guessing maybe not for the last, Eddie Ojard. Welcome, Eddie.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, thank you.
Eddie, I think you might be the youngest person we've had here. We've had some young people in here, but you're 10, right?
Yep.
And I've been hearing a lot about you because of your piano skills. You play quite a bit around the area, right?
Yeah, I do a lot around the North Shore, like all the way up to Silva Bay even, too. So.
And, well, and you live in Two Harbors.
We live in Two Harbors.
Yeah, I don't remember if I mentioned that. Well, you have your second album coming out, and it's called Seasons, and we'll talk more about that. But do you want to start with a song here? What would you like to start with?
I'll start with Reflections of a Stream.
That is very nice. That is Eddie Ojard live from Studio 8. Reflections on a
Reflections of a Stream.
Of a Stream.
Yep.
And is that one of your original compositions?
That's my original composition.
Is it on the new album?
Yes, it is, actually.
Wonderful. So I know that because you are a very young person, that is a big topic of interviews with you. So let's just get that stuff out of the way. So you started playing piano when you were 3, right?
Yep.
And I saw in an interview, your mom is here, of course, and she was saying that she plays piano and you would like get up on the keyboard and she would play something and you'd play it back.
Yeah, that's like how it kind of started. My mom played like a little clump of notes. And then I just, like, played it back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then by age 4, I started composing, too, so.
Mm-hmm. So it's something that you just were naturally drawn to.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And obviously there's music in your house. Your mom plays and...
Yeah, my mom, well, she doesn't really play. I mean, she used to play.
Is it because you're hogging the piano now all the time?
Yeah. And so she just, like, wants to just, like, hear me play, you know. She doesn't, like, feel like playing, you know. Mm-hmm. She says when she gets older, she wants me to, like, maybe teach her a little bit, but otherwise not too much.
Okay. Well, it took off for you. And do you remember composing things at age 4?
Well, I don't really remember, but I did remember my mom say that one night my mom was doing dishes and I was going to bed. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I came out of bed and asked my mom, can I have a piece of the music paper where you can write on? So my mom gave me some pieces of paper that I could write on, and I wrote a whole page of it.
Like notes? So you knew how to do that?
Yeah, my mom.
At that young age?
Yeah. My teacher also. So my teacher started to, like, talk about composing for me, too. So I guess that's what got me into it, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm. And you were a Suzuki student, right?
Yes. I passed all the levels of Suzuki so far. So right now, I'm just trying new pieces.
How many levels are there?
Only 7, but okay. In Japan, there's 8 and 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. And you have already put out one album a couple years ago, I think, right?
Yeah, when I was 8.
So what made you decide that you wanted to do an album?
This new album?
Both of them. When you first started recording,
Well, for the first one was called Butterfly Dances. And so, you know, I'll go outside and I'll see all the butterflies, you know, flying around, fluttering very gracefully, actually. So I was thinking if I could write a piece about it. So I was trying to, like, make something up at the keyboard. And once I was able to find a tune, I closed my eyes. This is for the Chinese Butterfly Dance CD. And I could see a white sheet of paper and the butterflies flying around.
Wow.
So that's what encouraged me even more to write this whole CD. Now, what encouraged me to write this next CD called Seasons is that because I heard that Vivaldi did the 4 seasons. So I wanted to, like, see how it would work out with me if I did the 4 seasons. And so I wrote my set of 4 seasons.
And how does that work? So you sit down at the keyboard and you think about spring and you think, what do you think when you're doing that?
Well, it's just like, so for an example, like you said, spring. You think about spring. What does spring give you? The grass is cut, the flowers are coming up, the trees are turning green. So I just say, think about what that would be like in music, and then you try to improvise around it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the winter things that you thought about?
Snow. that's all I thought about. But then one of the pieces is very special because the second piece actually is called Snowflakes on Lake Superior.
Hmm.
So something to give out a little localness with our tugboats. And also that one won I entered that in for a composition competition, and I won first place for Minnesota from the MTNA competition.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Another thing that you do is you play ragtime. Tell me how you got into that.
Well, to be honest, it was my grandma Pixie that got me into the ragtime because she would, like, tell me if I could play pieces. Like, she got me into ragtime. Then she got me into folk music. So she's pretty much behind ragtime. Because she wanted me to do the ragtime because she thought it would be fun for me because I could play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what started me. And we've been doing ragtime since I was 7.
And do you enjoy it?
I do enjoy it.
Okay. And you're part of the Lake Superior Ragtime Society, right?
Yep.
So what is required to be in the Lake Superior Ragtime Society? Are there dues you have to pay? Do you have to take an oath? What do you have to do?
No oath. You don't have to pay. You just have donations.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you can play music, they allow anyone, like any music talent, you can go there. You can play classical to folk songs to, you know, rags.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much the main thing is focus around rags. But mm-hmm. they don't mind you playing, like, classical or anything.
So I'm not a very good musician myself. I like to tinkle, but I'm not very, very accomplished. So what makes, what is different about a rag? Like, what makes it a rag? Is it the rhythm? Is it?
Well, the 2/4 beat. It's always in the 8th notes, so it has an upbeat kind of feel, and then it's syncopation in the right hand to the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you would, in music style, you say offbeat, it's not on the 1-2-3-4 beat, so it would be like 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. But then the right hand would be like, you know, kind of like not on the beat, just like around the beat. Okay. So that what makes it kind of new, and then that's what turns it into ragtime, and also the chromatic kind of stuff in it too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's good to know, because, you know, I know how things feel, but I don't know why they feel that way. So yeah. It's interesting to learn some of that kind of, you know, the actual reason why a rag sounds like a rag. Well, let's have you play another tune. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to play this piece, even though it's not yet here, but I'm going to play Summer.
Even though Summer's not here yet?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have that to look forward to. It's been a long winter.
Yeah, it is.
That is Eddie Ojard live from Studio A, and Summer from his latest album, Seasons. So do songs come to you easily, do you think, or do you have to work at them a little bit?
Well, it depends if I already have a tune for it. Otherwise, you know, like I said, you go outside, you hear the birds chirp, and you kind of put it into, like, music notes, but pretty much just, like, you know, focus, and then you can like come out with low notes, but pretty much just like persevering, make sure you know, just don't quit, so you can keep finding that melody kind of thing.
Just keep working on it.
Yep.
And you play such a wide variety of music. You've done a lot of classical stuff. Do you have any particular classical composers that you particularly enjoy playing their work?
Well, I do particularly enjoy playing Beethoven, Mozart. And then for romantic, I like Chopin, and then also I forgot to mention Bach, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like those composers.
Nice. And then for more modern stuff, what? And I've read that you are kind of branching out into more popular music. You said your grandma Pixie,
yeah.
Did you say? I love that you have a grandma named Pixie.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That she's kind of getting you into...
Yeah.
Some different stuff.
And also, I play at the nursing homes, so they kind of like tell me what they want to hear. And one of the gentlemen told me to play Johnny Cash. And then, so now I play Johnny Cash, Neil Diamond, and some old ones like Oh Susanna and Decamp Town Races. And then now that I've got that down, like all the kind of oldies, I wanted to go into like new modern composers, like now kind of composers. If you want to say what's my favorite now composers, I give you five of them.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Michael Jackson, Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes, Maroon 5, and DNC.
Okay. Well, so one thing that I'm interested in about that is, I think you started kind of playing, you know, some of the classical stuff is fairly complicated, right?
Yeah.
And then when you start branching into pop music, it's a little simpler, I would think.
Well,
is it a challenge to go from that to that?
Well, like you said, tiny bit simpler than classical music because, you know, classical music is where you play exactly, you know, you have both hands on the keyboard. They give you direct notes, you know, you got to play all of them. On these pop songs, you know, it's pretty much play the melody. You have the drums in your left hand, your right hand has the melody. In the middle, you solo, and then you go back to the melody. So, I do have to say pop music is getting a little easier, but I want to stick to classical for my life.
Do you enjoy when you're playing the pop music? So, it sounds like you maybe have a little more freedom to put your own stamp on it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that fun?
Yeah. It is very fun, you know, how you hear like... in some songs, he's here in the middle, has some, like, piano part that's going, like, crazy scales and stuff. That's what I kind of, like, sort of put into the other pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still have the main idea, you know, the melody, but I'm adding my arrangements into it.
Do you do improvisation, like, change things up live ever, or?
Well, I don't want to take the melody away from it, mm-hmm. So I keep the melody the same. But, you know, I add some, like, glisses or, you know, little switch note kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we have time for one more. What would you like to wrap? And I will let you pick whatever you want. One of yours, a cover, whatever you would like to do.
Okay. Just to give it a little change, I'm going to do John Denver instead.
I approve. We were talking off the air that I grew up listening to a lot of John Denver with my family. So.
Yeah, I like John Denver. He's mm-hmm. nice. I'm going to play Country Roads Take Me Home.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thanks, Eddie. That was great.
You're welcome.
That is Eddie Ojard live from Studio A. So, you know, today you have a keyboard because we don't have a piano in our studio. Do you prefer one over the other? Do you like playing a regular piano? I'm imagining you've gotten to play some pretty nice pianos in your time.
Yeah. Well, I don't like one better than the other. I like both very much. I do have to say that playing on a regular piano is better for classical. You play on a actual piano, it's much better because on a keyboard, you don't have enough action, so the keys are not weighted, so it's hard to go down the big scales.
Mm-hmm.
But this keyboard is good for, like, you know, traveling. So, like, mm-hmm. we have to bring the keyboard here because no piano, like you said. So.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Eddie. It was really a pleasure to meet you. I've been hearing so much about you.
Yeah.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.